Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon for a preview of the 11th Annual Southside Film Festival, June 10 through 14 in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. My name is Paul Willistine. I'm Focus Features Editor of the Lehigh Valley Press. You can read my movie reviews each week in the press newspapers and on the websites, and you can hear my movie reviews every Monday night here on WDIY at approximately 6:25, right after Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Joining me here in the WDIY studios to talk about the 11th Annual Southside Film Festival, June 10 to 14th in Bethlehem, are Jeff Laslavic, Southside Film Festival Board President, Glenn Kohler, Southside Film Festival Director, and Ben Bertallon, Southside Film Festival Wrangler. Jeff, tell us about opening night.
Opening night, we are having our traditional kickoff party. This year we're doing the kickoff at the Gander Room, which is the second floor above Goosey Gander, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. There's a cash bar. There's going to be food available. $10 gets you into the party and the film. We're going to, at the appropriate time, kind of march up to Brockel and take in our opening night film.
And that's opening night of the 11th Annual Southside Film Festival. That's June 10, and Goosey Gander is located at 102 West 4th Street in Bethlehem. And what is your opening night film? Would Ben, you want to take that?
Sure.
Okay?
Sure. This is Ben. The opening night film is The Bachelor Weekend. It's an Irish film, kind of similar to like the Hangover, Irish Hangover kind of story. It's a lot of fun, and we haven't had a comedy in a while, so it's a good opening night comedy.
It's a feature film, feature-length film.
Yep.
And I understand that it is Bachelor Weekend, and the friends gather, and the one fellow is sort of like the ringleader, and everything goes crazy from there on.
Yeah, everything it's kind of like an excursion Bachelor Weekend where they go out to the woods, and everything that can go wrong does go wrong, so it's kind of a calamity of errors.
Hilarity ensues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so instead of them being in Las Vegas, they're in, what, the hinterlands of Ireland?
Or? Correct, yeah, kind of like the backwoods of Ireland. So it's kind of just a fun film.
And then, as Jeff mentioned, a ticket for the party and the film is $10. And Glenn Kohler, tell us about Closing Night. That kind of bookends the Southside Film Festival, and that's June 14, correct?
Sure. It is June 14th, and it kicks off at 9 p.m. at the Comfort Suites in Bethlehem. And we have food and beverages and cash bar available, so it'll be a good closing night for our entire festival.
And that's also $10.
Yes.
But I understand that you can get an all-access pass for the festival.
Yes, the all-access pass covers the opening night, the closing night, all the films that you want to see. So you get all the parties and all the films that you can take in throughout the entire week.
And how much is an all-access pass?
They are $65, and you can buy them either online at Cleo's in Bethlehem or at Deja Brew in Bethlehem.
Uh-huh. And can you get them online at the Southside Film Festival website?
Yes, you can.
And what is the website, please?
It's SSFF.org.
Okay.
I think we also have a discounted price for seniors and students, if I'm not mistaken, which is $50.
Correct. Oh, good.
And with that all-access pass and any of the lanyard passes, if you volunteer and have a lanyard pass or if you're one of the staff members or filmmakers, you also get discounts at a lot of the restaurants and businesses on the South Side who are longtime supporters of ours. And, it varies. You know, some place will give you a free fountain soda. Some place will give you a discount on your total bill. The Fun House, who's always very good to us, lets you in for the night without a cover charge, which is a nice way to save a couple of bucks every night if you're going out for some adult beverages and entertainment.
I was going to mention that the Southside Film Festival has very convenient locations there. The film screenings are at Brockel Middle School, which is at Broadhead and Morton on the South Side. Sinclair Lab Auditorium at Lehigh University, that's Asa Drive, I believe, which is right off of Packer Avenue. Victory Firehouse, which is at Columbia Street and Webster, and then Godfrey Daniels, which is at 7 East 4th Street. And Jeff mentioned about the many restaurants, and there are lots of restaurants here on the South Side from which you can choose, including Molinari's. And I understand there's a special event coming up at Molinari's on June 9th, correct?
Absolutely. This will be the second year in a row that Molinari's is having a special fundraising dinner for us. They have five of the best chefs in the valley. This year we have the Molinari's chef. We have the chefs from Bolit, Savory Grill, Dolce Patisserie, and Hotel Bethlehem. And each of these chefs, the cool thing about it is they're all working in the same kitchen together, and they apparently have a blast doing it. We did it last year, and it was absolutely amazing. They'll come out and introduce each course, and they also the person who handles all the wine from Molinari's comes out and talks about the wine that he pairs with each course, and it's absolutely amazing. Tickets are $125. And approximately half of that goes to the film festival. Half of it goes to the participating restaurants. And I believe there are still some tickets available.
And Molinari's is right along 3rd Street, correct me wrong, right on the corner.
Correct.
And I believe it's either Taylor Street or, at any rate, you can't miss it. It's right on the corner. It's right at the entrance. It's actually across from the excavation site where they're building the Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts.
Correct, yep.
And that, so if people would want to attend that fundraiser June 9, where would they get tickets for that?
I think the best place for them to go is to Molinari's website, if I'm not mistaken. They handle all the sales through there, and it's a few clicks and some information that you fill in, and they do a wonderful job. Last year was amazing. It was really a great night.
Now we should mention that festival pass at $65 gets you to how many films, Glenn, approximately in the Southside Film Festival?
We are showing approximately 75 films this year. That's not including the children's films, which adds another 20 or so, I believe.
At least, yeah. I think 20 to 30 that we've not screened before, and there are a few that we've screened in past years that we're rerunning.
And the here's this just in. Molinari's is at 322 East 3rd Street. For you folks who want to go to the, thank you, Steve. For you folks who want to go to the fundraiser, and that is Monday, June 9 for the Southside Film Festival. You mentioned the children's film series. Where is that, and what is that, please?
Children's film series is something that we did in the early years of the fest, and we didn't really do a very good job of promoting it or making a real effort to make it succeed. So we kind of put it aside for a few years, and. Last year, my wife, Georgianne, really bugged me to say, let's get this thing going again. My son's old enough to kind of participate in it, and a lot of his friends are participating on the jury. And really?
A kid's jury?
Yeah, the kids jury of the films, and with a little bit of input from the parents. Mm-hmm. But we did it at Godfrey Daniels, which is an absolutely perfect venue. You just put little carpet squares down for these kids, and we showed the films there. And Godfrey's couldn't be more accommodating. And we had fantastic attendance last year. It was really, really a great turnout. And we're back doing it this year. A lot of the same kids are judging the films, and they're putting it all together. I think for opening night, which is Thursday,
June 12th. I think it kicks off at 6 p.m. at Godfrey Daniels.
Yep, I think it kicks off at 6. The film's going to start at 7, I believe. We're showing Ernest and Celestine, which is a feature-length animated film that was nominated for Best Animated Film this past year. It's a fantastic film, and prior to that, Charles Kiernan from the Lehigh Valley Storytellers Guild is going to be performing and telling some stories for the kids. I think he's doing some fairy tales that he does, and those guys have supported us for a long time as well. So nice to have a lot of the other nonprofits kind of all tied together. We have the film festival at Godfrey Daniels with the Storytellers Guild opening up for us. There's three nonprofits working together in conjunction, and it goes very, very smoothly.
It's the Southside
really
spirit.
Good. Absolutely.
The renaissance of the Southside. Everybody collaborating and cooperating here.
Absolutely.
At the Southside Film Festival. Now, the children's film series, is that just one night, or does that continue at Godfrey's?
No, it continues at Godfrey's Friday and Saturday during the day. There will be blocks of short animated films, some of which are from Weston Woods, two blocks of which are from the G Kids International, who runs the New York International Children's Festival, and they're fantastic films. Again, good people to work with, and they produce some really good stuff.
And you also have a late night screening this year. Ben, you want to talk about that?
Sure. The late night movie is called Witching and Bitching. It's a Spanish film. It's about 2 hours. It's a wild ride. It's like nonstop action. It's kind of like a vampire meets burglar heist gone wrong film, and it's really fun. It's a perfect midnight movie. As soon as I heard about it, I said, this has got to be the midnight movie this year.
And there are multiple screenings of a lot of the films. The format is that there are blocks of films. Is that correct? That's pretty much the way it happens?
Yes. For the feature-length films, sometimes we have a short film in the beginning of them. Some, due to length, are just one film for the block. And others, for the short films, they're broken up into blocks. Some have 10 films, some have 5, depending on the length of what's included in them. So we have a whole bunch of different blocks this year.
Thank you, Glenn. That's Glenn Kohler. He's the Southside Film Festival director, and we're here talking with Glenn and also Jeff Laslavic. He's the Southside Film Festival board president, and Ben Bertalan, who is the Southside Film Festival wrangler. I'm Paul Willistine. We're talking about the 11th annual Southside Film Festival here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. We'll be taking a short break, and we'll be back very soon.
WDIY is proud to sponsor the Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater's 34th season, featuring Gruff, a new family musical with goats. In this interactive puppet-filled musical, a young goat leaves the junkyard for the first time and stumbles into the fantastical land of the trolls. June 18th through July 26th in the Studio Theater, Trexler Pavilion for Theater and Dance. For more information, 484-664-3333 or online at muhlenberg.edu/smt.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Paul Willistine. We're talking about the 11th annual Southside Film Festival. And I'm here with the guests, Jeff Laslavic. He's the Southside Film Festival board president, Glenn Kohler, the Southside Film Festival director, and Ben Bertalan. He's the Southside Film Festival wrangler. We were talking, as Glenn was explaining, the blocks of films as they're shown. There are 2 animation blocks, 3 documentary blocks, 3 drama blocks, 1 comedy block, and 1 miscellaneous block. And this is where shorter films are grouped into one screening time. These vary in length from 1 hour and 20 minutes to about 1 hour and 45 minutes. And Glenn, you had mentioned earlier, but just to let people know again, how many films approximately are shown at the festival?
We have approximately 75 different films, and just like you said, some vary in length from 1 minute, and some go almost 2 hours. So quite a wide variety of lengths and different categories that they fit into.
And let's remind people again when the Southside Film Festival is held. It's June 10th through 14th here on the south side of Bethlehem, where we're speaking to you from the studios of WDIY. Now, I'd like to find out from each of you, and we can start, I guess, with Jeff and then maybe go to Glenn and then go to Ben. Do you have any favorites, any must-sees for the 11th annual Southside Film Festival?
Yeah, I think the feature film that I really enjoyed this year was a film that was submitted to us. It's a film about the photographer George Tice from New Jersey, who I was not familiar with before the film, although upon seeing the film, I did recognize some of his work. He's still a practicing photographer, and he is absolutely amazing. He has, I think, close to a dozen or more books published. He does a large format black and white photography, and his work is absolutely stunning. And there's apparently a slight chance that he may actually attend the festival. We're kind of hoping. We don't know for sure, and might not know for a little while, but there's a chance that he'll come, which would be really fantastic. And the short film that I kind of watched with my mouth open for the entire time was one of the films that Benny wrangled for us, called Unicorn Blood. And I don't want to give anything away, but it's an animated film where the cute little teddy bears, who kind of resemble little Care Bears, hunt unicorns with bow and arrow. And it's really an amazing, absolutely incredible film. Not for kids, trust me on that, but it's really an incredible film.
Sort of a sequel of sorts to Bambi Meets Godzilla?
Pretty much, yeah. It's maybe a little more violent, I think.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
So your pick then, your feature-length pick again is?
George Tice, and the short is Unicorn Blood.
Those are the picks from Jeff Laslavic. He's the Southside Film Festival Board President. Now we'll go over to Glenn Kohler. He's the Southside Film Festival Director.
I think my pick for the year is a documentary called Burt's Buzz. It's very interesting about the guy that founded Burt's Bees, the lip balm and so on and so forth that people buy. And the guy that's on the lip balm actually is the image that's on the lip balm is actually Bert from Bert's Bees Company.
Since this isn't television, you cannot see that I am holding up a container of Bert's Bees honey lip balm. with vitamin E.
Yeah, Bert is quite a character, and the film goes through his kind of private life. He lives a very solitary, lonely kind of life, and that's what he enjoys. And how, you know, the history of the company and how it came to be, and, you know, now it's a multi-million, if not billion-dollar enterprise. So.
That is a fascinating story. As I understand it, he was, like, sitting alongside the road, and a woman was looking for a new career, and she came along, and she said, "We got to do this."
Pretty much. And it spiraled into this gigantic thing, and, you know, he's going around all the world and shilling out his product, and it's... He's, like I said it before, he's quite a character.
So that's Glenn Kohler's pick. And again, the title is, please?
Bert's Buzz.
Bert's Buzz. Okay, how about Ben? Ben's been out there attending film festivals. He is what's known as the Southside Film Festival Wrangler. And what does that mean exactly?
I just go around looking at different film festivals when I can and different film programs. I was at the Philly Film Festival in the fall, and I was actually at a program in New York. The Town Hall did a Best of the Film Fest program that I was able to attend as well. My pick for the festival will probably have to be O.J. the Musical. As soon as I saw that...
Now, wait a minute. We're not talking about orange juice, are we here?
No, we are not. it's very mockumentary style, similar to like a Christopher Guest film, like Best in Show or Is this Spinal Tap. It's about a guy who wants to create a musical based on the life of O.J. Simpson. And it kind of just goes from there. It's one crazy moment after another. It's really well done. And we're hoping that the lead actors will be coming in for the film festival, so we're really excited about that.
Let's talk a little bit about people who might be attending the festival each year. And at the opening and closing parties, those who attend get to mingle with directors and actors and a lot of behind-the-scenes people involved, screenwriters and so forth. What's that like over the years? What's that been like, Jeff?
Oh, it's great meeting the people who come in who are involved in the films, because, you know, speaking as someone who has no artistic talent whatsoever, I'm constantly in awe of you know, the ideas that people come up with, the execution of those ideas, whether it be a short film, as Glenn said, you know, a minute long film or feature length. It's the stuff they do is amazing, and it's great to talk to these people. They're very down to earth. The thing that almost all of them have in common is they love when they come here. They really enjoy being here in Bethlehem. They enjoy meeting the people. One thing that many of them repeat year after year is what good audiences we have here, intelligent audiences. The questions that they ask in the Q&A sessions, people come out and often say that they're some of the best questions I've ever had at festivals, and that really, you know, makes us feel proud to be.
And that's
Bethlehem.
Something that should be noted, that there are Q&A sessions after a lot of the screenings. Correct.
Correct. One group who may attend who are not actual filmmakers are something called Bronies, and maybe Ben could enlighten us as to what
I noticed
are.
That on the website, and I was trying to figure out what is that. I thought it was maybe like a typo for Bronx or something.
No, that was actually a last minute added documentary. Recently played at Tribeca Film Festival, and it's about Bronies. It's called, the title is A Brony Tale, and it's about Bronies, which are, I think it's between 15 and 30 year old men who are interested in My Little Pony and the My Little Pony TV series. So it's a kind of a documentary following them and the whole history about them and a couple of the voice actors that are in the TV show, and kind of just follows them. It's an interesting documentary that I knew not too much about, but it sounded fascinating when I read about it.
Apparently some people do attend screenings of the film in costume.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping to...
Now, are they... Does somebody get the front and the back of the pony, or no? Oh, you're saying other kind of costumes.
Yeah, I think they just come up with masks and whatnot, and
apparently,
the director has said that, you know, it kind of becomes like a big party. So they were hoping, you know, a lot of people come out for that show.
I wonder if we get them together with the people who made that unicorn film, Hunting Unicorns.
Hunting Ponies. Very interesting idea.
We're here to talk about the 11th annual Southside Film Festival. We're going to wrap it up now. Pretty soon, we'd like to maybe ask Jeff or Ben or Glenn if there's anything they want to cover that we haven't covered, that we've forgotten about.
A few of the other filmmakers that are attending.
Good.
We have Amy Elliott did a film about, it's called Wicker Kittens, about competitive puzzling. Daniel Espute will be here from Grease Paint, which is a film about a clown family. Uli Gruber will be here with the subject of her documentary, which is actually shot right here in Bethlehem, which is called Peter Piper the Balloon Meister. It's a gentleman who is a balloon animal artist, but also doubles as a glassblower. And that was filmed right here at the Banana Factory, so that'll be a nice, interesting local tie.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We're here with Glenn Kohler. He's the Southside Film Festival director. Jeff Lasavik, he's the Southside Film Festival board president. And Ben Bertillon, the Southside Film Festival wrangler. And my name is Paul Willistine. I'd like to thank you for listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we previewed the 11th Annual Southside Film Festival, which is held June 10 through 14 right here on the south side of Bethlehem. Don't miss it. If you need any information about it, go to the Southside Film Festival website, which is
SSFF.org.
Very good. And I'd like to thank you again for tuning in to WDIY and Lehigh Valley Art Salon.